Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Gossip That's Good For You. I'm Molly.
And I'm Denise. How you doing, Molly? How's your week been?
It's been really good. It's been busy, but good. How about you?
I feel like I'm perpetually in a state of, and I feel like maybe I've been in this state since March 2020, but like where you feel like you're about to go on school break, like your life is a vacation. And I feel like I'm in that mode for all of December, even though I still have work to do and the vacation isn't here. I just feel like my body and my mind are in that in between time between Christmas and New Year's. That's where I am mentally, physically.
I get it. It's kind of an exciting time of year, but also like you still have that like mentality from when you were in grade school, right? Of like, yeah. vacation's coming.
Yeah. And LA isn't like super festive. I would say like there's not that many. Every time I do get hit with decorations, it's exciting. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And there's also pressure in December to be happy and cheerful. So maybe I'm putting that pressure on myself. I'm like, it's December. I'm going to watch a holiday movie. I'm going to be happy. I'm definitely happy, you know?
Yeah, but you have to do it because then comes dreaded winter. And I don't care if you live in LA, it still sucks and is depressing. So
I'm like freelancing right now. Like my job is kind of on a hiatus. Mm-hmm. I have been consuming too much media where now I forget that everyone else is not just online and isn't just like scrolling through social media looking at stuff. Because so they've been doing a lot of press for that movie, Don't Look Up, Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah. Jennifer Lawrence, and Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
And have you noticed that in almost every interview they do, they talk about this one anecdote with Meryl Streep where they used to call her the goat on set. And they're like, you're a goat. And she was like, I didn't know what they meant. I thought they were calling me a goat. And they're like, oh, no, Meryl, you're the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
And like, they keep saying that. But they keep saying the same anecdote in every media appearance. And I'm like, don't they know people like me are watching all of them? Like the audacity.
Over it. We're over it. Can you find some? Obviously, there's nothing else interesting. Really.
I know. But it's like they do it on E! News. And then I was like, okay. But then they do it again, like on the TMZ interview app. Then they do it on like another podcast. Then they're all doing it on the late shows. So like, it's like, can't you coordinate? Like if J-Law is going to tell this anecdote on Colbert, why is Jonah Hill also telling the anecdote on Jimmy Kimmel? Like, how dare you? I'm rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. It just really made me upset. That's how much I have not going on in my life. You must have more interesting things than me.
I don't know about that. I really don't. I mean, it's like I have a baby. Well, baby's interesting. Babies are interesting.
They are.
He has a little baby bug virus thing in his belly.
Oh my God, wait. But no, you did have something interesting, Molly. You slammed your finger in the door.
Oh my God. All right. Well, first of all, Nico slammed his face into the coffee table, even though I have bumpers all around the coffee table, and got a nice little shiner. So that was cool. Then several hours later, I was talking to Tommy about Christmas lights. And I'm like, yeah, look at these Christmas lights. Like, they're gonna be so great in the entryway. And I, with my right hand, pulled the sliding door and slammed my middle right top knuckle finger in this door.
Oh, when you said knuckle. See, when you even send that text message, I can feel, because that pain of slamming your finger in something, why do I feel that? Why do I just know? Ah. Ow.
Feel it again. Like I feel the, and he goes, why did you do that? And I said, what? Why did I do that? Why aren't you asking how I am? And he's like, but you know, you shouldn't do something like that. And I was like, my anger to his reaction was more than my anger to the pain. So I stomp out of the room into the kitchen and I'm like, you got to put ice on it. Well, then my hand is in the freezer under a bag of peas. Mm-hmm. Things start to get fuzzy. My ears start ringing. I'm like, I feel like I want to cry, but I don't want to cry. I think I'm going to vomit. Oh my God, what's happening to me? This is, I've never felt this kind of pain before in my life.
Oh my God, I'm so scared.
And I had to collapse to the floor. Luckily, I almost passed out. I had to just sit on the floor and tears just started coming out of my eyes. And the baby walked in and he could tell I was upset. And he put his hand on my arm. And then he kept stepping over me, but he still stood by me, like how a dog or a cat knows that you're in some sort of pain. And he just kind of hung around me while the tears kept streaming down my face.
Oh my God.
I had to sit there for about 10 minutes before I could start to feel better. And then I had to like crawl into the pantry and get a cookie to like try to bring something back to myself.
Honestly, I can't get over it. I wish, okay, next time Tommy asks, I just wish you would have turned around when he was like, why did you do that? You should have just turned around and been like, because I'm crazy. I don't know. And if every time he asks you, because he asks you a lot, when he says like, why did you do that? Just tell him because I'm a crazy person, because I'm only crazy. And then he'll stop probably asking that.
So many responses ran through my head, but I was in such shock that it happened and that he would say that to me. I was just like,
I can get that. I feel like that instant response, like I can hear myself yelling that at my head. Like if I, yeah, like, cause I yell it at myself when I like stub my toe on something. Why? Like, why would you do that? You idiot. But that's just negative self-talk. And like, if maybe we're both, we shouldn't be doing that because, you know.
Yeah. And he didn't know I was in that much pain because I walked away so pissed. And when I came in and told him that I almost like passed out, he's like, you didn't seem like it hurt that much. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't realize it until
you're like, I was too blinded by my fury. I didn't even know. Like your fingers hanging off. There's like this little thread left, but truly, your anger propelled you out of the room.
Well, that's what happened. But it seems like it's okay. It's a little blown up. It feels like the bruise, but this is my right hand that I draw with and do everything with. So this is like precious material. And you just weren't thinking. You just weren't thinking. So yeah, I guess that was the highlight of my week.
I mean, honestly, ouch. I've been thinking about like that phantom pain. You're like, mm-hmm.
It's a rough one. It's a rough one.
It's a rough one. All right. Well, do you want to, we guess we could, should we cue Lisa Barlow? Should we get into it?
Yes, Lisa Barlow. Cue the music.
I love it. I love this. I love this. I love this. I love it.
All right, Denise, why don't you start out with your first I love it?
Okay, it was hard this week because there was consumed a lot, you know, so there was a lot to choose from. And I almost switched it because the Summer House trailer came out today and I was like, do I make it this? But no, because there's going to be so much time to talk about how great Summer House is. Uh-huh. I just want to give some hype. Again, like this fake, like the, if you want to feel the Christmas cheer, but you don't really feel it, like if you're like me, and you're trying to fool yourself into being like really cheerful about it. The TikToks like about Christmas with these like fake Christmas vibes, and all of the TikToks are called like Christmassy TikTok, Christmas time at TikTok. And they create an atmosphere, and I can't even choose one, but it's just so magical. So do that. But also all the holiday movies on Netflix, Single All the Way. I loved it so much. It was so stupid. It was so stupid. I mean, it was about like, it's a, this two gay men, they're roommates. And then of course, like they're roommates, but then the one's guy boyfriend, the one guy, the guy is dating is married. So he has to go home for the holidays, but he can't show up single. So then blah, 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 they go home together and blah, blah, blah. They fall in love. You see it coming.
Right. But we like that.
But we love that. We love that. And it's also good to see a holiday movie that's not also about death, because I have noticed a trend in a lot of holiday movies. Someone's always dying. Always dead.
Like the Family Stone. That's the first one that comes to mind. What else do you think?
Family Stone. Name one that doesn't have someone dead. Well, a lot of them are the Hallmark movies. We'll be like, my mom, I'm coming back to my house, my mom died. Or it'll be like, or Molly, there's an entire subgenre of holiday movies that are about ghosts. I just watched one called The Ghosting of Christmas. And it's like a play on, because the guy thinks she ghosted him, but actually she died and she's a ghost.
Okay, stupid, but kind of interesting.
Oh no, I watched from the beginning to the end. It was great, but there's a lot of death in Christmas movies. And now that I told you, you won't be able to not see it. Family Stone, also didn't even think about that one. Oh, I mean, greatest, but
great tragic movie, but they totally advertise it as like a lighthearted comedy. And then when you watch it,
no,
heartbreak.
Also, there's a, again, because I'm too online, there's a Twitter about, it's like a Twitter thread of this girl who's watching Family Stone for the first time. And it is so freaking funny. It is ridiculous. And she's like on Sarah Jessica Parker's side. She's like, why are all these people being there? No one has asked her a question this whole time. It's so ridiculous. God. But it's.
What is this on TikTok?
It's on Twitter. And I don't, and honestly, because I'm so, I spend too much time. I don't even look at my hours this week, but I spend too much time. So I couldn't even tell you. It's a Twitter thread, but I can't tell you if I saw that Twitter thread on Instagram, if I saw that Twitter thread on Twitter, if I saw that Twitter thread on TikTok. I don't know.
Right. There's just, you've seen too much. So, you've done too much social media this week.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. But just Google like reaction from Twitter to Family Stone. And it's funny, but yeah, that was my love. I don't even, yeah. So just loving all of the cheesy, terrible Christmas shit. Cause it is shit. It's great.
I know, but it's like feel good and it's a good thing.
What's yours?
Okay. So you actually introduced me to this. It's the Turner Classic Movie Podcast on Lucille Ball by Ben Mankiewicz. Well, he hosts it and moderates it. What, not moderates it.
No, I think that's right. Yeah, host. Yeah.
So I listened to the first, it's about 45 minute episodes. I think there's like 8 or 9 and I've listened to 3. And so Lucille Ball is my favorite since I'm little. I love Lucy. And I became a huge fan of Lucille Ball. And I used to do like reports on her.
Oh, dork.
Read her. Oh my God. We did this in art school. We did this ceiling tile project in art school in 8th grade art class.
I was like, oh yeah, that sounds like something you would have done at SCAD for sure.
Yeah, I know, right? No. Jesus. 8th grade. You painted the ceiling tiles in the hallway. It was like a very prestigious moment for an 8th grader. And I painted Lucy in one of her episodes. So anyways, I swear I didn't do this on purpose, but I happen to have her paper dolls right next to me.
Oh my God. I swear I didn't do this on purpose. As she pulls up from like literally like right below her hand, this giant pin-up doll book about Lucille Ball. Yeah, you didn't do it. Where was she sitting there?
Well, it was in a pile in the girls' room. And so I just saw it and I was like,
wait,
oh,
let
yeah.
me see. Pull it. Yeah.
It's so, like, what do so I...
Am I gonna post a picture of that? What are you gonna do with that pinup girl book? You haven't done any of the pinups.
I've had it for paper dolls, not pinup dolls, paper dolls.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm sure people, I don't know what people were picturing with the pinup dolls, but you are sick, all of you. You're sick. It was paper dolls this whole time.
It's a kid thing, you know. What do? I just look at the drawings of her costumes, but anyways, so yeah, it's really well produced, this series. And I guess they do it on a few different Hollywood actors because I think they said this is like their third installment of doing this or something. And really easy to listen to. It goes from her childhood through her whole, like they're titled like Childhood in Jamestown. Lucy goes to New York City, Lucy in Hollywood. Desi, yeah, Lucy show, so on and so forth. And it's all stuff I know already because I've read so much about her, but this woman is just so, and I know the Lucy movie is coming out soon with Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem, which I'm so excited about, but this woman is just beyond impressive. And the fact that she stood the test of time and is still as famous as ever is really impressive. So, you know, what can I really say?
I'm so glad you loved that the podcast because you love are it. Molly is like Lucille Ball connoisseur. Like you, I'm so excited to watch this movie, the Nicole Kidman movie. It looks really, really good.
It does look good,
and I'm excited just to learn more about her because of how much you love her. I'm like, no, she seems awesome, and I'm sure you knew this, and I saw it because I watched the extras on the Gone with the Wind DVD years ago.
She tried out
and they were like going to cast her, but then they were like, oh, maybe she can't do serious or before she did do serious stuff. But I'm like, Lucille Ball as Scarlett O'Hara would be so interesting.
Well, so many Hollywood actresses tried out for that role. That was like the biggest role to get. So it's not, I don't think it's, you know,
like she wasn't that close.
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, they even hired a dialect coach to help train her with the Southern accent, but you know, I think it was like back then, I think Hollywood was like okay, well, which starlet is going to really rise up the ranks and will be so, I mean, we all know that the role went to the greatest woman who could play that.
Oh, I know. Vivian, I know. She's perfect. I like wanted to be her. I'm like, how do I? And even, and then like, it took me years and I watched it in college, but I was like,
so did I.
Scarlett O'Hara is like a, they, like, she's a good person. Like, I like her. And then years later, I'm like, wait a minute. Scarlett O'Hara kind of was bad.
Oh yeah, she was a brat.
But I was blinded by those green eyes. I was like, but how could she be? She's so pretty.
How could she be a brat? She's so gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm like, what? They want me to love her because she's pretty.
Anyways.
But I'm glad that, no, I'm glad that podcast is good. I'm going to listen to it now because I was like, you would know. And the fact that you knew the guy who was hosting it right away, I was like, oh.
He hears everything on Turner Classic Movie and intros all the movies. It's just like.
You would know that. See, I. Oh, I watched YouTube. I'm knowledge. Young. Oh, how dare you? I thought that was common knowledge. You used to whine. I'm sorry. No, I did not. I've been watching TikToks and YouTubes. Like, sorry, yeah. Boomer. I didn't know. But no, that sounds great. That's
yeah. Highly recommend. It's not like reading. It's not like just like reading a biography. It's told really well. It's very interesting. There's so many interesting things she's gone through. She struggled to get where she is in Hollywood, and this woman is very it's very determined, and obviously just had this incredible natural ability to be funny. And we'll talk more about Lucy when the movie comes out.
I can't wait. That's coming soon.
It comes out December 11th in some select theaters, which I probably will have to go into Manhattan to watch it, and I'm honestly not going to do that. So I might have to wait till it streams on Prime, which I think is December 21st, but we'll see. We'll see.
Oh, exciting.
Yes. Okay. What's next up for you?
So next up for me is, again, I spent a lot of time on the internet this week. Have you heard of the Chanel Advent Calendar disaster?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, thank God. Okay, cool. Yeah. So for those of you who are not losers, it is this girl on TikTok bought the Chanel Advent Calendar, which is like $895. It's something like almost $900.
Yeah.
And for like the day, so she's opening up this ad, the Chanel Advent Calendar, and the whole TikTok is her getting more increasingly like shocked by how awful and crappy all the things that are coming out of the calendar are. Like, they're all free sample items, and then these like plasticky wax garbage. It's all garbage from the house of Chanel, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And then the hysteria of online, people reacting like outrage, so furious that this crap is like what Chanel is offering. And then other people showing off their other luxury boxes. They're like, well, this is what got in the YSL box, and this is what happens in the Dior box. And all of it just made me feel like poor. Like, who is buying an $895? You deserve garbage. What are you doing? And then also, they're all just samples that you can just get. And it's also just like the sheer, when you look at like how stupid the like these luxury brands, we're all stupid and they know we're stupid. And I'm honestly like proud of Chanel when they're like, you're going to pay this much money for this box. You're an idiot. Here's trash because you're trash. And you're still going to wear your Chanel shirts that say our brand on them. You're still going to do all this crap because you're stupid. And they're right.
Yeah, I know. It's all about label. It's just the label thing has just gone so out of control. I mean, I think it has for a while now.
Yeah. But oh my God. There's part of the, when she's like showing this advent calendar, like things are coming out, like they're like temporary tattoos. They're like stickers. I mean, these things are, I can't stress enough that they're garbage. And then at one point there's like a clip that comes out and it looks like something you get out of like a, like from when you're on the boardwalk and you win a prize and you have to crank the machine or something, like one of those things.
What?
It looks like something, like one of those, nobody knows what I'm talking about. When you go to the grocery store, you know, and you see the kids touching those dirty things.
Little plastic ball comes down.
Yeah, those little plastic ball. It looks like a jewelry piece that comes in there.
Yeah.
It had a five on it. And she was like, okay, this is actually pretty nice. And I was like, girl, you are brainwashed from
Like your reasoning that this is nice.
Yeah, this is Stockholm syndrome for Oprah. It is not nice. It was like so flimsy and crappy looking. I was like, oh no. But then she opens another one and she's even like, oh, I love this. And it's like looks like an at-home made magnet, you know. It's just so bad. But
oh my God,
it was great. And also just like a good, that stuff is kind of trash. And I say that as someone who used to have a, like, I I will say my Marc Jacobs stuff, there's some stuff that is good quality. And sometimes you do get luxury stuff when you're like, oh, you can tell, like, this is just nicer mm-hmm. made. But there are a lot of things, and I think it's the stuff that they maybe make bulk, the stuff that they know they're going to sell, like the cheapest item or whatever, that is not, like, the Dior saddlebags, I don't know, like, they're...
Ooh, ugly.
Ugly, and, like, I had, and, like, I had a Louis Vuitton Neverfull, the straps kind of started to break, you know, like, they're not... They are better. I know. They're trash. It's all trash. And you look stupid carrying them around. Because also how embarrassing. I know exactly how much you spent on that. Like, how ashamed should you be? Like, that I can Google, you know, if you have a Neverfull. I can Google it. No. And I'm going to also know that you, you know, or I'm going to judge because I'm a bad person that you can't afford it.
Well, the Neverfulls have gone up in price so tremendously. Like, okay, I have to tell you a story about Louis Vuitton. So remember when Louis Vuitton, so I was 24, I think. I'm not sure why this, I got this gift for my 24th birthday, but my mom was doing, was got me a really special gift. So she got me the Speedy bag. Remember how popular those were back yes. then? So I got the biggest Speedy bag. And I think back then it cost 600 maybe. Now they cost well over 1,000.
Wait, why? Why are they going up? Like, just like, have they just risen in price, or they do not sell them anymore? So they're like on the second.
No, just everything. Like, the Neverfull used to not be, it has gone up by $100 like the pat, like every year. Like, oh, I think dang. It's like 1,300-1,400 now. It was not even 1,000 a few years ago.
And no, man, it's inflation, man. I don't know what that means exactly, but I hear it on the news. Inflation, man. Like, that stuff at the grocery store, that's, but this stuff is, it hasn't gone up in worth. Like, it hasn't gone up in quality.
No, but people want it more. And it's a, if you have the Neverfull, yeah. you feel like you're somebody, right? But anyway, so listen to this
But
story.
Like, take it from a girl. I carried that around to the bar when I was a bartender. You ain't somebody. You ain't, I know, you're broke. Like, you're broke. I was, you gotta be broke. Maybe it's a personal experience where I'm just like, I was broke when I had all those things. So I just assume other people are like also losers like me, but maybe not. And if you're not, like, good for you. I'm proud of you. I'm jealous of you.
Well, I don't know. There's so much, this is like a whole other subject to talk about.
Okay. Wait, so you, okay. So that's it. But
so I've never had anything designer before. This was a really, really special gift that my mom bought for me. So we went and bought it for my birthday, which is in November, right before Christmas. Okay. So I have my bag. I bring it to Christmas Eve at my then boyfriend's house. His mom's
okay
boyfriend. You keep track of that?
Yeah, yeah.
Smoked cigarettes like a chimney. Smoke, was like crazy, right? He also, for Christmas Eve that day, cooked lobster, I want to say. Like crazy amounts of lobster.
Ugh.
So the house had a smell ugh. Mix of cigarette smoke and seawater.
Oh, seawater. Oh.
Like, not, ooh, lobster, this smells delicious. It would have probably smelled incredible if cigarette smoke wasn't mixed into it. So we go home for Christmas that night, and I'm like, wow, like, this stench is really sticking to us. Like, oof, we stink, right? We had to shower because it was disgusting. So the next morning, I'm like, my handbag smells like that house.
Oh, no.
My fucking brand new first designer purchased bag smells like this. And I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? It is one of those disgusting, sick smells that you can't spray like Febreze inside. It's only going to make it worse. So I was freaking out. I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Like, I can't, the smell is nauseating. So stupidly, I brought it back to Louis Vuitton.
Wait, no, I was going to say, yeah, that doesn't sound stupid. Yeah, take it back.
Well, it was stupid because I bring it back to Louis Vuitton and I was like, I just got this handbag and it just like smells funny.
Oh, you're blaming the smell on them. Ooh, okay.
Yeah. What else am I supposed to say? I was like, it just like smells weird. And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't know. Like, it just has like a weird smell. And she's like, I can't accept this for a reason like that. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, really just was like, you dumb little girl, you know, like,
you should like, no, it came like this. You made it smell. You smell like fishy woman, fish.
And you know, I guess I started to feel stupid pretty quick and was just like, oh, okay, bye. You know, like, there was
no.
So I left this bag outside in the cold for 2 weeks to try and air it out. And it worked. It worked. It aired out. I still have the bag to this day. It doesn't smell like cigarettes and seafood. But
wait, this is a happy ending. Why don't you sell that bag now and make all that money?
Well, because it's a Louis, I think it's an investment piece. Like, oh, I can use it when I'm 80 years old.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I can.
An investment piece. Like, yeah, you think I know that? It, like, what are you talking about? I run my bags to the ground. I treat my stuff like trash. I'm a bad person.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I don't. I can't do that.
So that's all I have. It smelled disgusting, but it is a happy ending. And I just think investing in a Louis Vuitton bag is way better than investing in a stupid Chanel advent calendar with trash stickers.
I know. It's like, for that amount of money, but yeah.
Sorry, you guys deserve what you get when you stupidly spend $900 on a freaking Chanel advent calendar that is only that price because it literally says Chanel.
I know.
Please.
Okay, whatever. Wait. So tell me about these Korean corn dogs.
Okay. So I live in Queens and there's a lot of Korean restaurants around me. And one day I like corn dogs. I like hot dogs. So one day I was like, I don't know. It seemed like an interesting place. I went in. It's just like you walk up to the counter and order. I was just Googling this place. It turned out it's a chain, at least in the like Manhattan area. So it's called Afternoon, but that's not even the point. It's Korean rice hot dogs. So what are they? So they basically are like corn dogs. If everybody knows, like corn dogs are dipped in cornmeal and then cooked or deep fried or whatever it is. But they have like 12 different types of corn dogs. And some of the corn dogs don't even have, or hot dogs, I should say, don't even have hot dogs in the middle. Some Ooh. Of them are just mozzarella cheese inside
Ooh.
With little cubes of sweet potato all around.
Ooh, that sounds like gourmet.
Okay, the first one I tried, oh, so good. It was a corn dog with the sticky rice flour batter around it, rolled in ramen noodles, like crunchy Ooh, ramen noodles.
That sounds so good.
And then you can pick to do a dusting of sugar, which I'm not comfortable with the idea of that. So I've opted out of the sugar every time I go. And then they have different sauces you can put on it. You can put like a cheese drizzle. You can put like a sriracha sauce drizzle. You can just put mustard or ketchup. These corn dogs are so good. I see teens in there a lot. I highly recommend going in.
Is it only in New York?
I don't know. I'm sure these corn dogs are not only in New York, but it's probably more like an LA, New York type.
Yeah.
Place.
What's the name of the place? You have to put the link in the show notes.
I will. It's called Afternoon. I don't know why it's called Afternoon.
Yum.
But oh my God, you guys, so good. The menu actually, and I even took a picture of the menu last time I went because I was like, so pumped about it. I wanted to like send it to people because I've never heard of these before. I've never tried them before. And I'm so proud of myself that I just tried something random like this.
That sounds amazing. And why have I never thought about putting mozzarella cheese in the middle of a,
I know. Corn?
That sounds yummy.
And like, I don't know why. And then they have like little cubes of like regular potato rolled into it and just like a spicy hot dog or cheddar cheese inside.
Okay, that's enough. This is porn. We're going to get restricted on Apple because you're being too sexual.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll put the link up to the website. If you guys live in the area, try it out. If you happen to see Korean corn dogs in your neighborhood, wherever you live, I highly recommend taking the trip. So worth it. Freaking loved it.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back with our new segment. What do you think?
What do you think, Denise? That's what I really want to know.
Nobody wants to know.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay, Molly, I have to. So I saw again on TikTok, this girl made a point about how the idea of like an open secret, how with Harvey Weinstein, everyone kept saying like people in Hollywood and in their interviews, they would always be like, oh, it was like, well, it was an open secret. It was an open secret. And then with Jeffrey Epstein and this like pedophile island, people in their interviews are like, oh, well, it was pretty much an open secret. And how like the idea of that is so, and I really have heard that term so many times and really not thought too deeply about it. And I'm like, okay, like I get it, idea of an open secret, but know that I've never heard of an open secret in any office I've worked in or a friend group I've had where like we all have a secret, but then the person you hide it from, like everybody knows it's not a secret because like we all spill it. Like what?
So an open secret is something everybody knows, but no one acknowledges.
But it's like if they're not acknowledging, like, you know, that Harvey Weinstein is like raping people and you're just like, well, it's an open secret. That's, you can have an open secret. It seems like it should be something frivolous. No, not like if we all had an open secret that me, like one of our friends murdered someone, but we're just not telling you, like, or I don't know. Like,
yeah, we just don't talk about that.
Yeah. Like it doesn't. Yeah. And I like, they make them less guilty. Like, cause it's like, if like Leonardo DiCaprio goes in an interview and he's like, well, it was an open secret. You know, everybody knew, but nobody said anything. Okay. Well, you knew. Why wouldn't you say
that actually happened?
No, I'm using him as I'm slandering his name. So allegedly.
Yeah, we just want to make that clear that
I don't even know what to say. All of them, like all of these Hollywood, all of these Hollywood people, you know?
Sure. Sure. Yeah. I think it's, there was a time, which seems like it's really changing, where it was just how it went. We all looked the other way. And this is like a Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein thing, all the way down to just small businesses and creepy bosses doing things like this, or family members doing creepy things or inappropriate behavior.
Well, I was going to say the open secret. Like, how much is Prince Andrew being a little predator pedophile creepazoid? How much of an open secret is in that? Is it in that family? And also, like, if it is, then I'm kind of annoyed with Harry and Meghan for not, like, you don't come up front and, like, spill the tea, but not tell us about your pedophile uncle. Like, we all know.
That's what we really want to hear about.
Yeah, and it's like, you're not. Then it's not an open secret. It's like, it's not a secret. We all know, you all know, but we're all playing a game of where you don't have to acknowledge it, and then we don't acknowledge it, and you get away with not having to acknowledge that you know this thing.
I guess it's something where, okay, something's an open secret. And so then people are like, well, I don't want to be the one that has to deal with bringing it to, you know, the authorities' attention, or, oh, well, it could affect my career, or, oh, I've heard it's happening, but I'm not really sure. It's, you know, probably the same thing with Matt Lauer, you know?
And like, God. And I mean, I know. And listen, I guess like we all want to pretend ourselves to be the hero when we don't actually have to be in these situations. So I'm like, oh my God, if it were me, if I were in that Today Show office, I would have stormed to the head of NBC. I would have told them everything. I would have gone to the papers. I would have exposed Matt Lauer. No, I don't know if I would have. Like, I don't know what I would have done. A, wanting to keep your job so you shut your mouth, which is so gross and so horrible.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that that's the society we're in.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's tough. And it's something I think about like in my own friendships, like, A, people are nosy. Mind your own freaking business about in my own friend. But but like open secrets, like what is like an open secret that seems reasonable to hide? And what is one that I'd be like, oh, I draw the line here. Gotta out you to.
I guess someone smokes cigarettes and doesn't talk about it.
Are you? We're not outing them, right? But that's a secret you keep. You out them.
We all know.
Oh, I see.
Smoke cigarettes, but
we don't acknowledge it. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
We just pretend that she's not still running into the corner office smoking up.
We
the
don't
window.
Know what she's doing. Yeah, that seems like a you know.
It's not harming me unless you're.
That's like a Hallmark Channel level open secret. They'd be like, oh. I'd be like, no, probably on a Hallmark Channel would be he hates Christmas, but we don't talk about it.
Yeah, you know, that's true though. Open secrets really probably are not ever good things.
No, because you know? It's like, why are you keeping it?
It's an open secret that he's a racist, but we don't talk about it. You know,
it's like anything that you feel like you need to keep it a secret, but it's open, but it's bad. Like, I guess, like, why? I have to think about why.
Well, for selfish reasons, that's the only thing I can think of. Or,
yeah.
Or, you know, you could get yourself involved and the people can be like, stay out of it. You can really create a lot of more issues than help. And I'm not maybe saying this specifically with Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
But that is probably why a lot of people don't put their nose in a lot of situations where we know this is going on, but because it's really not your business in most cases.
I want to ask you about this. Did you ever see the TikTok when it went viral, the couch guy TikTok?
I didn't, and I watched the TikTok you're discussing, and when I watched it before reading the article, I'm like, what's the big deal? What, why?
What is the big deal?
Why
people
am I watching this?
People are nosy. And also, like, the open idea of, like, keeping something secret. Okay, there's this TikTok that went viral, and it's called Couch Guy. And when I tell you it went viral, I mean the Empire State Building was making TikToks based on this stupid TikTok. Oh, yeah, man. The Empire State Building has a TikTok account, which
When did this happen, though?
God, like a month or two ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. And when I logged into TikTok that day, when it happened, all my TikToks were all Couch Guy related. And it took me a while. I had to, like, this person listening that's like, what the fuck is the Couch Guy TikTok? I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to also make you wait, because that's how TikTok, when I first saw people impersonating it, people talking about this thing happening. And I was like, where the fuck is the actual thing?
Right.
And then I finally found it, and it's a video of this girl. She's walking inside of an apartment. When she walks inside the apartment, there is a girl sitting on a couch. Next to her is a boy sitting on a couch, and then two more girls sitting on the couch, looking inconspicuous. They just look like they're sitting on a couch. And the boy looks at the girl like, oh, wow, surprise. He gets up and he gives her a hug. And everyone in the comments said, and that's it. That's what the video is. He gets up, and it's like you're watching it, and you're like, oh, it's like a girl surprising her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's it.
The comment section is blown up with people being like, he's cheating. He's absolutely cheating on her. Look, he's like passing his phone off. When I tell you, I zoomed in. I was like on the conspiracy theory of this, like looking like, where is he? They're like, he's passing off his phone to the girl next to him, which I was like, what would that? Why would he do that? It doesn't make sense. But maybe he was cheating. And then it's just out of control. Why are the psychosis that all overcame everyone watching this stupid, and then seeing the brands mimicking it? Because then it's almost like, what am I missing? Because everyone's exploding about this. What am I missing? But you're not missing anything. It's just stupid.
It's so stupid because people have, first of all, nothing better to do with their lives than tear apart a 6-second video of a girl surprising her boyfriend at college. Is that what it was?
I think they were like, who knows? Yeah, it looks like a college apartment. They're young.
It was like, hey, surprise, I'm visiting you. What is wrong with people that they need to? And then the article you sent me, which we'll put up, is like, the guy's like, people are invading my personal life now.
Yeah, the guy who was Couch Guy, who, and I didn't. Yeah, the Couch Guy who's like this young kid, wrote an article in Slate about what that did to him, that viral moment. It's actually a nightmare. Like, I have thought about, like, you know, they had that one famous tweet that the woman sent out where she said, I can't remember exactly, she tweeted something that was like construed as racist. At the time, she was like flying to, I gotta Google it because
What you're talking about. And then when she landed, she got like found out she got fired from her job, and like her whole world was turned upside down. I don't remember. Was it actually kind of a racist comment though? It was questionable what she said, right?
I'm gonna tell you. She said, oh, okay, going to Africa, hope I don't get AIDS. Just kidding, I'm white. Yeah, it was racist. Yeah, it was bad.
That's really bad.
And but then also, okay, it's like going to Africa, hope I don't get, just kidding, I'm white. Like, she didn't think about it when she was tweeting it. Like, was it intentionally like her being, I don't read that. I'm like, this woman's a racist bitch. Like, she said something really stupid, ignorant, and a racist comment. Yeah. But she doesn't sound like someone who was, you know, what the intention, I don't know. But she landed after being on the flight with no internet, and she's fired from her job. She's like, millions of people tweeting her like, you racist, disgusting piece of trash.
I can't imagine.
And these viral moments, like this Couch Guy kid, I'm like, you did nothing. You were on a video where you just like stood up and greeted your girlfriend, and the entire, like, and it's such a, he does make a point where he's like, on the internet, I was destroyed, like verbally, whatever. But in real life, it didn't affect my real life because people in the real world didn't know about this stupid moment, you know?
Or people in his real life knew who he is.
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah.
Right. It's such a shame. You know, people react, you don't know this person. He might be really shy. you know, maybe things like this are a little embarrassing for him. I am not the, okay, well, let's think about this, right? The amount of phony ass videos that we see on the internet where yeah. the boyfriend or girlfriend come home from wherever or get surprised, run into their arms, spin and jump around. Some people really do that, but like, I don't do that. I've never been that way. I've always been yeah. like shy about things like that. So what, you're just, the internet's going to decide that I don't really care for my boyfriend because I don't react the way we think we're supposed to, says who?
It's scary though, man. Cause like my Instagram is public, you know, like I'm like, okay, I could just post and like post something so inconspicuously. Cause I've also posted on TikTok, which God, you don't know how.
No, you never know.
You never know. And like everyone's idea, like, I think people think like, oh God, I want to go viral. Like I would love for this. No, why would you? Going viral doesn't lead to glory in any like fame, fortune, whatever. No, like this guy didn't get tons of, it's not like suddenly you're an influencer, you're gonna make all this money. Like right. No, you just like are a moment, you are the pinnacle. There are some viral moments, okay, because I was thinking of like these kinds of things that catch fire and go, because it's not all bad. And I do remember, and I know my sister's listening and she's gonna, she knows the moment. On TikTok, there was another one. Do you remember Number 7 TikTok?
I'm not sure, tell me.
I guarantee I sent it in a group chat. It was like during, I would say like, I think it came out like maybe July 2020, August 2020, somewhere around then. Like it was like, we were still in lockdown. And I know I definitely group chatted because I watched this video so many times. Like I was on a list. I'm one of those people, like I was the open secret, because this kid, he's like in a high school football team. And like this, they're like filming like after this high school football team wins a game. And it's to Justin Bieber's like, I forget this song.
I remember they're
like,
now.
You know, it's like some fun like little Bieber song. And they're all like jumping around like, hey, and it is so joyous. Like yeah. they... And that Number 7, he was like 17, 18. I was like, follow you wherever you go, kid. And such a freak. But he like then got to go to like a Lions game. Like he, like it blew up in a good way. And that like little high school football team, which like in high school probably would have hated them. Like they would have been like the worst guys in high school. But right. on TikTok as a 36-year-old woman, I'm like, no, they are my friends. Like we are besties. And they like had all these other TikToks with the football team. And I was like, oh, they went viral. This is a great thing to go viral for. But then I guess you can't decide. So you have him and then you have Couch Guy. Like, God, to be on either end. Ooh.
And then your name is Couch Guy. Like, how awful.
I know. Like, at least Number 7 gets to be Number 7.
Yeah. But... lucky Number 7. Yeah. I hate the internet. You know, it's really... I love it, but I hate it. I think we all do.
I know. No, I love it and I hate it. And then like I had to stop. Like I was like going through all these, like reading that guy's article. I was like, oh no, I remember how much I needed to know about Couch Guy. Like, and I studied that video because I was like, what do they see that I don't? And then I was like, oh, I'm a loser.
But did you come to any conclusion that this was no, right? You probably like we're like, what am I doing?
Well, like honestly, I wish I had that kind of self-awakening where I was like, what am I doing? I think I was more like, I don't see it, but like, I guess it's true. Like, I was probably like, eh, like, probably. He seems like God. A dirty, dirty cheat. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding. I'm not, I don't remember. That's because my brain, like I cared about it for like that hour and then poop, gone, forgot.
Thank God. Honestly, thank God. Like,
yeah, nothing really. Needs to stick. Okay, well, we can go right into our tips.
So we will be back rounding out our episode
with some tips.
Some tips. We are back. Denise, I want you to begin.
Okay. I don't know if you're like me. I love magazines. I love magazines. Yes. So I know you. It's like, and I love them. I love getting them, the hard printed, like the copy of them.
Yes.
And there's so many good ways. You could just, if you Google free magazine subscriptions, like I have a magazine subscription to like People, Real Simple, which is the creme de la creme of magazines. Get a
sure
subscription. The best. Oprah's Magazine. They have all these like random offers you can just find online. and sign up. And not every magazine is always in the for subscription. And sometimes they're expensive, like a New Yorker, which I did subscribe to just because I liked having the copies in my home. So people are like, ooh, she's smart. You know, not that anyone's ever thought that when they see them, but like that was the vibe.
New Yorker's a great magazine.
It's a great magazine. And I did flip through it, you know, like I did. Mm-hmm. But there's Real Simple is really like when it comes, I get so excited. It's the best. It's the best. And it has such good advice and all this great.
Beautiful.
But there's so many like Real Simple. What do you call them? Like the FACO cousins of Real Simple that they're like the HETV magazines.
Oh, yeah,
You know, like the House of Color magazines, like these like crappier ones, like even like there's like Mother's Digest and stuff that like, you know, it's not it, but I still need it for a fix. Like it does. I do like their Christmas decor and stuff. And I realized because I was like spending a lot of my free time hounding, trying to find ways to get these magazines for free. And I'm dumb. And with your library card, and it's not the same because you have to read it on a Kindle.
Yeah.
Unless you go to the library and you can pick them up, but I like tearing things out of my magazines.
Yeah.
But on the Kindle, you can get from like with my Los Angeles Public Library card, I can get any magazine, any newspaper. Like, I have some subscriptions like for like the Washington Post and stuff that I probably sign up for a free trial. I have like a Business Insider account that I sign up for and I forget to cancel.
Oh, God.
But through your public library card, you can get free logins for Washington Post, New York Times, USA Today, like all of these magazines, all these newspapers, any magazine, like the Vogue, W, like any magazine you can get for free.
Yeah.
And it's the best. And I mean, you can get any book for free, but it's like people are like, oh, I have to open up an incognito window to read this New York Times article. No, you don't. You just need a library card.
Yeah. And there's so many good articles in the magazines and newspapers and nobody really goes to the library anymore.
Excuse me. Yeah. When I lived next to it, when I was in DC, I went all the time. I don't live near the library. I do so much reading on my Kindle. It's burning my eyes. Like I have, my retinas are in pain, but because I check out so many eBooks now, it's so much easier, but I love it. Yeah, I miss the library.
You're a crazy reader. In the best way. I mean, you're such a good reader.
Wow. Like that saying I had no life came out differently just now. Just kidding.
I'm not a good reader. I love reading, but I'm not a good reader. So you can read like a million books in a day.
Yeah. I'll never forget when you suggested me those. I read a couple of them. Creep Molly. We'll talk about that another time. Those creepy like vampire love.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They take place in Charleston. Yeah. We'll talk about those another time. And you were like, oh my God, yeah, they sound so good. You're like so encouraging. And I'm like, she's going to think I'm such a loser. But
like, oh, no, please. Because also like, I'm sorry, half the rom-com books are like, these like romance, like romance, like verbal porn. Like it's like I'm reading 50 Shades of Grey got nothing on some of the books that I check out, which always have the most, again, like these flirty covers. It's like, meet cute. And like on the cover, it's like a little cartoon of a guy and a girl, like you never really see the little heart, and then you read it and it's like porn. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, no, you're so right. I forgot I liked those books. I'm gonna totally download the next one. I'm like,
oh my God, I'll send you a couple of like good ones.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, wait, no, it's okay. So tell me about I love it. I'm
okay. No, it's not, it's my tip, actually.
Oh, to your tip, sorry, of course.
That's okay. Okay. So this is kind of weird, but I found a new way to boil pasta. Okay. And I want to put the link up to the YouTube video that was first shown to me by my dad. The author of my cookbook is Kenji Lopez Alt. He is so amazing. My dad and brother are obsessed with him. I have this awesome cookbook and he kind of talks about the science behind cooking and like why you should do it one way or the other. If you're interested in that, it is interesting. So when I found the page where he explains in the cookbook about boiling pasta. Okay. So you know how you turn your pot of water on, wait for it to boil, dump your pasta in, wait for the pasta to cook. And it's like, I don't know how long it takes, but it's annoying.
It's annoying.
What you do is take your pot, put water in and put the pasta in at the same time, like cold water, pasta goes right in. put it on the stove and you just kind of cover it. You don't like fill the pot. You just cover the amount of pasta you put in.
Ooh, okay.
I only do it like really when I'm cooking for the baby and me and I want to just like, let's get moving here. You turn the water on, let it boil. Okay, well, this is what I do. And I found in the cookbook more specifically how you're supposed to do it. I just turn the water on and let it cook until the pasta's done. And it cuts the time in half.
And it tastes the same, does it?
Absolutely. So the whole point, my dad was like, because I was talking to my dad about it today. He's like, well, remember, you know, that makes the pasta water more starchy, which can thicken up your sauces, which is part of the whole point of the YouTube video recipe that I'm going to post. But I know anyone who like specifically is Italian will like totally disagree with this method, but it really works. And if you want to just like look it up, or maybe we'll post like a picture of it or something, it's on page 677 of his book called The Food Lab. It's just something that I've never known was even possible to do.
Can I tell you, this is redemption for me, because I remember I'm impatient. I'm so impatient. I used to throw my pasta in and boil at the same time. And I remember I had a boyfriend who was like such a snob. And he said to me one day, he was like, you know, you're not supposed to make your pasta like that. That's not how you make pasta. Did no one ever teach you how to make pasta? And it really hit me. And this was like when I was like 24, 25. And I was like, oh my God, I make pasta like a plebe. Like, what's wrong with me? No, I was ahead of my time.
It made sense for you, right? Like, you could only do it with certain kinds of pastas. They don't do it with like fresh pasta, and you should just do it for like, if you're doing like fettuccine or spaghetti, you need like kind of like a big flat pan to do it with, because it needs to just like cover it. It's not like a deep pot that you do it with.
Oh, I see. And then you only do put the pasta and then put it in the water, so you see like it's only covering, like there's not too much water.
Right. Like I made Nico pasta today because he's not feeling well. And so I just put in like, I don't know, a couple inches of water and then just like filled just enough rigatoni so that it just below the surface of the water. Turned the stove on, walked away, come back. And I was like, it looks fine. Now, if I'm cooking like a real recipe, I'd pay more attention.
No, I bet it was fine. And like also taste test. Like I bet like it probably...
perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I know how to cook. I'm not I'm a good cook. This totally works. This guy's YouTube videos are incredible. They're exciting and fun. If you like cooking, it's really good actually. So, but the point is, my tip is you don't always have to wait for the water to boil before putting your pasta.
That is such a good tip. And honestly, I'm going to use it like tonight. Like, I don't know what I was going to eat, but like, honestly, now I was thinking, I was like, do I run to the store right now and buy myself frozen corn dogs? No, I'm going to make pasta. That sounds so good.
Give it a shot and report back to me.
I will.
Okay, good.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Actually, we got to talk about that. I'm going to Mexico. We have a couple minutes left. I just wanted to brag. I'm going to Mexico. Everybody, I'm going to Mexico.
For your birthday?
It's like kind of for my birthday, but.
Not really.
So two of my other girlfriends. But we'll be back still next week.
We hope our gossip this week was as good for you as it was for us.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.